Well, you'll really need a high-powered telescope to see it, but an asteroid about nine times the size of a big cruise ship will zoom past Earth today. Joining us live is WTOP space contributor Greg Redfern. Greg, you look at a diagram of the solar system, the thing looks like it's going to brush right past us, but it's really pretty far away, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Mike and Bruce. 1998 QE2 is going to pass a nice, comfortable 3.6 million miles away today at 4:59 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And contrast that to the 17,200 miles that the asteroid 2012 DA14 did back in February, and you can see quite the contrast. So this one's going to go nice and far away from us, and no air raid sirens needed.
One of these days, who's ever throwing these asteroids our way is going to get better aim. Is there anything we can do, Greg? I mean, I know we've done some movies on this, and all of us think about the prospects of it, but is that something in real life we could ever do?
Well, if we're going to have to come up with some kind of planetary defense, but first of all, we need to know where all the potential objects that could hit the Earth are. And NASA and astronomers around the world are conducting an asteroid search, and it's been very, very successful. Right now, there's almost 10,000 near-Earth objects that have been discovered, and of those, 1,401 are classified as potentially hazardous. But so far, nobody's got our name on it, but like you say, someday that is going to happen, and we're going to have to develop a defense for it. But we have to know where the enemy is first.
Now, they say this asteroid is nine times the size of the QE2 cruise ship. And even though QE2 is in its name, that has nothing to do with it?
That's correct. It's funny when people see how these things get named, but there is a center, a traffic cop in Massachusetts, put together all these bulletins and assigned a temporary name that has to be approved by the International Astronomical Union. And 1998 QE2 just happened to be the number and name that was assigned to this asteroid. Quite a coincidence, but it's not related to that beautiful cruise ship.
Now, I know you're going to find a way to watch this today, and a lot of us, you know, are excited enough to want to be able to see this thing. Is it possible we could?
I got good news for you, Mike and Bruce. On the column that's on the webpage at WTOP, our listeners can tune in and learn more about the asteroid, see video of the asteroid and its newly discovered moon, and there's also a link to an observatory that is going to be broadcasting live images of the asteroid starting today at 4:30. It's 4:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So our listeners can tune into that website article and get all those great links and see video of this asteroid. And it's very, cool. Very beautiful imagery, I must say. It's taken by radar. Shows a lot of detail.
Excellent. Greg, awesome. Always fun talking to you. Thanks so much.